It's a Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, this is me. This is Pinky the Pig. It's time for the Pinky the Pig podcast show. And thank you for listening. Hi, Mildred. Did you have a nice weekend?
I had a great weekend. How about you, Pinky?
I did have a great weekend. And you're never going to believe what happened.
What?
Well, you remember we were talking about that Robert was going to get make a canoe?
All right, yeah.
Well, Farmer Tommy got him a great big log.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, Farmer Tommy's friend Malcolm, he brought the log over. He built a log homes.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he built a great big log home. So he got the log. It's a red cedar.
Oh, okay.
You have to get the green wood, because if you get a log that's laying on the ground, it could have like rot and it could have cracks in it. And you got to have the good green wood. It's easier to dig it out.
Right, because they're going to dig it out. So they didn't decide on getting the kit.
They talked about getting a kit that they mail and then you bang it together. But no, they're going to do it the old-fashioned way. And they're going to use all hand tools. No power tools.
Oh, good for them.
Well, you know, I mean, Robert he's 14 years old now. So he has muscles. He can do that.
Well, yeah, that will really strengthen his muscles, too.
Yeah, and he's going to do it with his friend Ricky. Well, Ricky has muscles, too.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, and so they're going to use the tools and make a dugout canoe.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, the log is beautiful.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's really clean, and it's you know, it's real even.
Right. It doesn't have any checks.
What?
Oh, a check in the wood, that's like a crack in the wood. It's called a check.
Yeah, it doesn't have any checks. It doesn't have any cracks in the wood. It doesn't have any rot. And it doesn't have any of those round hole looking things.
Oh, the knots.
Yeah, it doesn't have any knots. Hey, wait a minute. I'm not going to get a log with knots.
Yeah, very good.
That a homonym. Yeah, a knot in a wood is like a round growthy thing.
Right, it's spelled K-N-O-T.
Come on, how's a K in front of it again? We just did the thing with the gnome with the G.
I know. Well, a knot in the wood, like you said, is the round part, and you don't want those when you're building a canoe.
No, you don't want those. No, it's a really clean piece of wood, but first, you have to take off all the bark. You have to peel off all the bark, and then the next layer is called a sapwood. You got to take all that off, too, because you don't want any bugs in your canoe. Canoe?
Oh. We talked about that before, right?
Yeah, we've done two podcasts on canoes. Well, not really. We talked about podcast number 80 and podcast 81. And you did that beautiful poem. Well, we were talking about boats and parts of boats and directions of boats and podcast 80 and 81. And at 81, you did that beautiful poem, Paddle Your Own Canoe.
All right, that's Sarah T. Bolton.
That's a beautiful poem. It's not all about paddling the canoe. It's more about life.
Yeah, it is.
And then you said canoe. And then I asked Layla Nett. She said that's from a perfume from the 1960s. And it was like, can you canoe? Canoe? And it was like a commercial for perfume. They could be our sponsor, maybe.
Well, actually, it's not a perfume. It's a cologne for men.
Oh, okay. Men's cologne.
Yeah, it's a very refined French cologne. It's It's spicy. It has lavender and amber fragrances.
Hmm.
Yeah, we need a sponsor.
Yeah, anyway, so they're going to build a canoe. They got a... The log is 15 feet right now, but it's only going to end up to be 12 feet, and it's going to be just a one-person canoe. They're just going to do a smaller canoe first.
Yeah.
Yeah, but first they draw it on paper so they know exactly how long this part's going to be and that part and everything. They got it all designed.
Oh, they're working on the design.
Yeah, so they're going to use all the tools. The Tommy has all the tools.
Okay, so, well, what tools are they going to use?
Well, they're going to use the hand axe.
Right.
And then there's this other thing called, it's called a broad adze. Adze.
Right. It's spelled A-D-Z, or it's also spelled A-D-Z-E.
Yeah, the adze. That tool is kind of like an axe, but the blade's going the other way. And it's kind of a thinner blade and has curve. Yeah, you just whack it in there, and the blade's going side to side. So it kind of scrapes it out and then whacks it in there, and it pulls out a chunk of wood. They don't start doing it yet, but they show me the tool, and they explain how it works.
Right, and so that's a hand adze, like a Cooper adze.
Yeah, and then have this other tool's really big handle, and it has adze on one side, and then the other side has like an axe.
Oh, that's a mattock. That's a cutter mattock. Has a vertical blade on one side and a horizontal blade on the other. So the axe and the adze. And they'll probably use a chisel.
Yeah, they got lots of tools. They're going to do it, and they're going to do it by hand. And that's how they did it years ago, the canoes from many years ago. How many years ago, Mildred?
Well, I believe it goes back like 8,000 years ago. They have found canoes.
Yep, that's how they had to do it. And that's how they're going to do it by hand. They're not going to use any power tools.
Oh, that's going to be quite an achievement.
I know they're going to have to work really hard. So they're just going to do the one-man canoe for now. The one-man dugout canoe.
Yeah, that's probably smart.
Yeah, it won't be as heavy. And they're thinking, instead of even doing a big two-man canoe, they might just do another one, and then they'll each have one.
Well, yeah, that's probably pretty smart, because the bigger they are, the heavier they are.
Yeah, that way they'll just each have their own canoe. You know, and they're going to put, it's going to take them all summer.
I'm sure.
Yeah, they're going to, Farmer Tommy said they're going to put their heart and soul into digging out the canoe and shaping it just right.
Well, yeah, they're going to make a floating sculpture.
Yeah, sculpture, a work of art.
I know.
Okay, do you have a poem or something, please?
Okay, Pinky, I have a quote here, and it was written by St. Francis of Assisi.
Okay.
And he said, "He who works with his hands is a laborer. He who works with his hands and his head is a craftsman. He who works with his hands and his head and his heart is an artist."
Yeah, an artist. Well, yeah, because they're making a sculpture. They're making like a handmade sculpture of art out of that big log. And it's going to be a spectacular canoe.
It is. Okay, Pinky, we have time for one more quote here. And this was written by Jean de la Bruyère.
Okay.
"When a work lifts your spirits and inspires bold and noble thoughts in you, do not look for any other standard to judge by. The work is good, the product of a master craftsman."
Yeah, they're going to be master craftsmen after this amazing project.
Yes, they are. Well, you keep me posted.
Okay, I will. Okay, Mildred, talk to you tomorrow. I love you.
I love you.